It's 7:40 on Connect FM on this Monday morning. It's time to get an update on the Pittsburgh Pirates and spring training. And it's sponsored this hour and today by Jim's Custom Collision. Voted number one in the best of Tri-County, Jim's Custom Collision is your one-stop collision shop. And this week, and for our final four updates on the Pittsburgh Pirates and spring training, we're going to be talking with Joe Block. Joe, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Dan. Good morning.
It's great to have you with us. And I'm going to start off by asking you what I ask the other guys in our first talk with them about your overall impression with the Pittsburgh Pirates squad that's been put together this year. And then in a few minutes, we'll talk about that most recent signing over the weekend. But could you kind of give us your personal overall impression of the Pittsburgh Pirates this season?
Well, I think so far in spring training, what you're hoping for are some guys to step up, look good in the spring to kind of validate what you're already thinking about with them. And we've seen that with some players, and that's good. So, for instance, Henry Davis behind the plate, not only has he looked good as a catcher, which was the big question mark last year, that's why the Pirates did not permit him to catch but just two innings last year, but he's looked very good at the plate too, hitting. When one of the better hitters in spring training. Mm-hmm. So that's been a great sign for the Pirates to have one of their young players do that. And then on the mound, Quinn Priester, who last year really struggled in his first time at the major league level, he's looked good in spring training, making a few adjustments, getting ahead of hitters more consistently. So that's another spot where, okay, that feels good. And I think something that's a lot of folks have asked me is O'Neill Cruz healthy. He was healthy at the end of last season. So mm-hmm. he spent the whole offseason healthy, and he looks really, really good at the plate. He's hit 5 home runs this spring, and it's all that same wowing power and promise, the speed, the arm, all that's been on display in spring training. So the Pirates overall, if they get a lot of things going right, like a lot of teams, if they mm-hmm. get a lot of things going right, then this could be the year where they really were talking about it over the winter that, hey, let's get that next step now this year. Maybe 8 more wins to get you 84. 84 usually gets you in the postseason these days. And we saw an 84-win team play in the World Series. That was the Arizona Diamondbacks last year. So maybe that's kind of the goal for the Pirates this year, get a little bit better. And in a lot of positions, it looks like they will be better than they were last year.
That sounds super. And if the Pirates can contend for, you know, a wild card spot, no one would be arguing with that. And I think in hopes of making that kind of run, we had the recent signing here this past weekend of Michael A. Taylor. Could you talk about that transaction a little bit?
Yeah, the Pirates want him for center field. He'll be the starting center fielder. And a couple of years ago, he was a Gold Glove finalist. The year before that in 21, he won the Gold Glove in center field those 2 years playing with the Kansas City Royals. Last year, I had a career-high 21 home runs with the Twins. So a guy that can hit for some power, can steal some bases, and, of course, play above-average defense in center field. So that's something that the Pirates really were looking for with him. And then you can put Brian Reynolds and Jack Suwinski on the corners. And Ben Cherington, the Pirates general manager, saying, you know, and in our home ballpark, meaning at PNC Park, we want to have multiple center fielders playing with that big left field. He was the general manager in Boston for a number of years, and they have a huge right field at Fenway Park, for instance. So that is something that he's familiar with, and I think that's some of the reason why that the Pirates wanted to upgrade their defense in the outfield, because they have one of the bigger outfielders, especially in left field, in all of Major League Baseball.
Right, and I'm sure that move definitely shored up the outfield there for the Buccos. One last question for you, Joe. This morning, one of the big question marks has been not the first two pitchers in the rotation, but who numbers 3, 4, maybe 4 and 5 will be. Any more settlement to that over this past weekend?
I would think so. We saw Jared Jones on Saturday pitching a night game in Atlanta, or against Atlanta, I should say, and facing the Braves, pretty much their opening day style lineup, and the Braves might have the best lineup in baseball. and he pitched four shutout innings against the Braves. That was really eye-opening to see him continue to pitch well every time he goes out there. He's not even on the roster yet, just drafted out of high school three and a half years ago. So he's got a real shot. Chase Anderson is a non-roster player he's 36 years old. He's been around a long time, but he's looked good in spring training and looked good at the tail end of last year. He pitched for the Colorado Rockies, and so he's continuing that with the Pirates in spring training. And then also Quinn Priester, I think, who is starting to fulfill a lot of that promise on the mound in the games that we've seen in spring training, getting ahead of hitters and really being a dominant pitcher on the mound, and being a pitcher too, not just the, you know, throwing, he's pitching, and we're seeing that now from Priester. So I think that's what answers your question, along with Marco Gonzalez, Martin Perez, and Mitch Keller. The Pirates probably have at least three really viable options to start the season in the rotation with that trio. And that's a good thing. So they have choices because of guys that are earning it, not because of out of default.
Well, we look forward. We're excited about seeing things fall into place, and they will do that this week. And Joe, we look forward to talking with you on Wednesday and Friday as well to get updates on how things are falling into place. So thank you for your insight and that update this morning, and we'll talk to you Wednesday morning.
All right. Sounds great, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
When you have a breakdown or an accident that causes mechanical damage, it's frustrating to be running around from a mechanic to a body shop and maybe back again. See Jim's Custom Collision for mechanical service and body work. From an oil change to an engine replacement, Jim's is a do-it-all automotive shop and even offers 24-hour towing. Jim's Custom Collision in Du Bois and the Falls Creek Industrial Park. Voted number one in the best of Tri-County.